This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Janet Jackson all day. For a brief time on the Down Low, Tom Hauser and Janet Jackson dated. They were set up by Jimmy Jam Harris. Probably shouldn't be discussing this, but I think it's time to let the public know. It was during Rhythm Nation. It was during the Rhythm Nation album. They met at Maynard's a number of times.
Yeah. Those were some good days, memorable days. Yeah, that was when Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were on Lake Minnetonka. We'd spent a lot of time together at Lord Fletcher's and at Maynard's and other places. And Janet, you know, would be in town occasionally, and then there she and I were. Yeah, I'm glad that cat's out of the bag. I don't, because harboring that secret all these years has been very
a burden for me. It's been a, you know what drew her to you? You were out at Lord Fletcher's. You had a T-shirt on. You had shorts on. You had flip-flops on. And you also had a tie on. Janet was mesmerized by the tie over the T-shirt. And she was fixated.
I knew this was an elaborate way to work your way into the fact that I wear neckties.
Well, okay. When you're working, I got it. Hauser, by the way, Tom Hauser with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. When you're at the Wild game, you can take the tie off and leave it in the car.
Now, Chad, if there's major breaking news that happens, do you think a guy like me really has time? I'm not like you with a big red S on my chest, and I go into a phone booth and I come out, you know, ready to report the news. I have to be ready at all times in case news breaks out. And that was the case. Now, I will say that the next night when I was at the Twins game, I specifically left my tie
on
to annoy you and Adam Carter. That was the only reason I wore it. I told my daughter that. I told my son that. I said, this is for those two guys.
And
you
it worked.
Might as well just tag them and not even, I should not even, there shouldn't be any description of what I'm doing. Just me and a tie at a Twins game.
It worked because we were even texting about it. It bugged us so much. So that's good. Now, I'm told, before we get to politics, you are waiting for a sandwich. Which sandwich are you waiting for right now?
I am. I actually just got it. So from Devani's, my old stomping grounds, Grand in Cleveland. I got a roast beef hoagie. Now, I will admit, for the first time in the 40-some years I've been driving up and down Cleveland Avenue right by, I can't remember if it's pronounced Cecil's or Cecil's.
Delicatessen
and Bakery.
Cecil's. Yep.
Inn. Yep. I have heard such good things about it over the years.
It's amazing.
But I'm usually cruising down, up and down Cleveland. I don't have time to stop. Today, I thought, today's the day. And I know it has to be good because I went in and it was going to be like a 30-minute wait for a sandwich.
Yeah, it's...
Now, frankly, I had a 20-minute wait at a Jimmy John's the other day, so I guess we just have to get used to that late here in the pandemic. But so I did not get to get one, so I called ahead to Devani's, and I had one in about 10 minutes. But Cecil's is still on my list because I've heard such good things about it over the years.
How can I'm just flabbergasted. You've worked in St. Paul that long. You haven't been to Cecil's. I love Cecil's. Let me add Devani's.
But I've gone to Devani's 1,000 times. In fact, this specific location. But I have not been down to Cecil's. But today was going to be the day. In fact, I had a meeting with somebody at St. Thomas before I went there, and they said, let me know how it is because I've been driving by it for years as well. So yeah, I said, the review is going to have to wait.
Fabulous. Devani's thumbs up. I'm a big Devani's guy. I had the assorted
locally
on the last 10 days. What was that?
It's locally owned, so you got to love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bobby Carlson, those guys. What is the best sandwich on the planet, according to Tom Hauser? You can say where or just the type. You can have the perfect sandwich. What is it?
I'm telling you that for me, the perfect sandwich is the hot roast beef hoagie on 9-grain bread at Devani's. I want that to be my last meal, whether when I'm
That's
on my
it.
Deathbed or when I'm about to hit the electric chair. That's my last meal.
Well,
I don't know.
I'll remember that. listen, I know. Closed circuit to the sales staff. We can just set this up as a regular bit. I mean, he's only been on the show now for 20 years or so, and you're an Edina guy. The Edina Devani's is probably the number two Devani's I've ate at. The one right off, you know, headed towards where you hang out, 50th in France.
Right off Vernon Avenue. Yep, I know it well.
Yep. Right there in Vernon. I'm kind of the Plymouth one here. My greatest sandwiches, either the Cubano or a pulled pork sandwich. Those are my two top sandwiches.
I do like the pulled pork. I've had a Cubano at Target Field, as a matter of fact.
And it was
very good. But it's just Antonio. But I can't help but go back to but it's gotta be the hot roast beef at Devani's. It is just if you haven't had a hot hoagie, you literally have not lived. That's just me.
That's you.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We have time to discuss two things. Is Scott Jensen about to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? And do we really have a deal? Because I'm kind of skeptical if the legislature really has a deal. There's a lot of details to be working out. All right, we got a long segment coming up with Hauser. Tom is with us. Check out Tom's excellent work, Channel 5. He is the best political reporter in the state of Minnesota. Mr. Hauser is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Certainly today, Scott Jensen is in a better position than he was Friday to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota because he has the endorsement. But what does he now adjust, Tom? If anything, because now we're moving to a general election campaign, unless, you know, somebody jumps into the primary. What does Jensen do now moving forward to try to convince, in your poll, the 13% of folks who are undecided, where Walls had, what, a 5 or 6 point lead, but 13% undecided to me, Tom, that's a lot of people who are doubting Tim Walz, doubting any incumbent. How does Jensen win their votes?
Yeah, the double-digit undecideds in all of our hypothetical matchups with Republicans were, you know, 13 to 17%. That's a very high number of people who have not made up their mind on a candidate who has been in office now going into his fourth year. So that is a problem for the governor. On the bright side, Walls does have a 51% approval rating. On the downside, he never got higher than 47% against any of the hypothetical matchups with Republicans, and he was only at 43% against Scott Jensen. So what Jensen needs to do, he cannot now abandon his conservative principles because it was conservatives at that convention who nominated him, but he may have to temper some of his ideas about COVID and about masks. He doesn't have to abandon those things, but he doesn't need to focus on them because the left likes to portray him as crazy, Dr. Jensen, because he has these ideas that are not the same ideas they have. And just because they say that doesn't make his ideas crazy. They're just maybe, you know, not what the left would like to see. So what Jensen needs to do is moderate just a little bit without abandoning his principles and talk to Minnesotans about what matters to them most. And what matters to them most, and according to our poll, the number one issue is the economy. COVID was down around number three. It was tied with abortion and inflation. People, although the economy is tied in, but specifically the inflation issue, but economy is number one. Then it was crime and public safety. If he focuses on those two things, I think this could be a very interesting race.
So I know, you know, I just spent two segments reeling about what happened in Buffalo and elsewhere in the country with these mass shootings. I know gun legislation will not be at the top, but the Democrats are going to say, they've already done it with Ken Martin, that Scott Jensen is an extremist. He's not your typical Republican. And they're going to try to cite examples, including when Jensen was in the legislature and he co-authored two gun control measures. The first, universal background checks for gun sales and transfers. And second, made it illegal for a gun owner to not report to police if a gun is stolen from them. Now, I think if you did polling on those, I think a lot of people would look at those and say, they make sense. But Jensen had to walk those back Saturday to win the endorsement. So that's the line. It's a, listen, Democrats have done this before also, where they've moved further to the left from where maybe the typical Minnesotan is. And how you walk those things back, Tom, to me, it's a lot easier said than done.
Well, yeah, in terms of, because there's two questions here. How does he satisfy the Republican base that is very pro-Second Amendment? And then how does he talk to other Minnesotans who want there to be at least some common sense gun legislation, whatever that is?
Yep. Yeah, whatever it is. Yep.
But Democrats can't have it both ways. They can't say crazy extreme Scott Jensen and then point out the fact that at one point he did sign on as a co-author of legislation the Democrats were seeking.
Although they could come back and say now he's walking away from it.
Well, he is, and he had to, just as Democrats often have to walk away from things in order to get endorsed or nominated. And he's had to do that, but he chalks it up to being, I was a rookie lawmaker at the time. I thought this could at least be a point of discussion so we could at least talk about these things, which is, you know, a laudable, if not naive, position. And it obviously backfired on him, and he did have to get up on the convention floor and walk that back, as you say. But so it is a tightrope he has to walk. But again, that is not the main issue people are going to be voting on. It's going to be the economy, and it's going to be public safety. I will tell you the one common theme at that convention Friday and Saturday, campaign video after campaign video, was Minneapolis on fire. People in masks, businesses shut down. Those are going to be the things that they're going to have to focus on if they want to defeat Governor Walz.
I agree with you 100%. And I think Walz, to be honest, I don't think Walz has taken enough criticism for how the state responded post-George Floyd. So much to Jacob Fry. I get he's the mayor. I think the governor has escaped a little bit. He's not going to, whether you agree with him or not, he's not going to with Jensen running. Okay.
And
this framework of a deal.
Yeah, there's more. We'll get to that in just one second. There's more room for criticism regarding the governor about the response to George Floyd than there is to COVID, because COVID, we were all thrown into that kicking and screaming, and that was a very difficult position to be put in. The George Floyd thing, there were some decisions there that you can raise legitimate questions about, whether it be the third precinct burning down or whatever. And I guarantee your TV sets and your internet feeds are going to be flooded with those images during the campaign.
What kind of framework do they have? I mean, it seems like everybody, I get the numbers are locked in. The details are pretty wide open on this deal between the governor and the Republicans, right?
Oh, and this could easily fall apart. They say it will not, but they sent out the framework of the deal like at 7:30 this morning, then did a news conference at 10 o'clock. We were expecting there to be details. There were next to no details.
Yeah.
So the $4 billion for tax relief is in there with no details. My guess is, this is total conjecture. That $4 billion is going to be the $2 billion Governor Walz wants for so-called Walz checks and $2 billion for income tax cuts or some kind of tax relief that Republicans want. That's my guess. Totally conjecture. They're not saying. But there are no details. So they've only got 6 days, less than 6 days, to get this worked out. The details are what matter here, not the broad numbers.
Sure. 100%. I got to fly. Enjoy your sandwich. Put your tie back on, and I'll watch you tonight on Channel 5.
I slept in the tie, and it's still on now. So this is how this works.
Thank you. Tom Hauser. Check him out later. Linda's construction time check is 12:56. Time to save on a roof replacement. Overrated, underrated, properly rated, early next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.